if it was actually a three beam on a beef farm.
Snowfall in places, and also properly devised too. So weather warnings are enforced, aware of that, because tomorrow morning it's a frosty and an icy start today at first. Still some snowfall affecting eastern areas, although this will move out of the way. But then we have got some more wintry showers moving their way southwards throughout the afternoon. So it's a mixture of sunny spells and scattered wintry showers, and feeling pretty chilly up there too. We're looking at highs in the north of around 3 or 4 degrees, but in the southwest we could get up to 7.
It's snowing.
No, it's not.
Chance of 1 or 2 wintry showers.
Is it seriously? No, it's not. Let's see if the local news comes with weather. It's not really, is it? You're an audio boom.
Why? Why are you doing an audio boom?
Because I haven't done one on a boxing day. Pardon my child. It rained very heavily earlier, but everyone else seems to have got snow except us. Well, it was forecast. They said it would rain first and then it would turn to snow in the early hours. Do you think it really is snowing?
Tomorrow at 7, our film is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1. Tonight,
oh, yeah.
Very strong language from the outset and some scenes.
Where's the local news then?
Jennifer Lopez gives George Clooney as good as she gets out of sight.
Oh, I've missed the local weather. I don't want this crap on. Must have been on first. Oh, they didn't have it. I don't know what this is, whether it's the news or what.
As Thailand's Prime Minister in pouring rain laid a wreath in honour of his country's tsunami day.
I can't believe it's 10 years ago since the tsunami. That was such a terrible, terrible thing.
Of the day the sea merged with the land. For all local Thai communities along the southern shoreline, people and livelihoods were destroyed.
We've had a very quiet day today, which makes a change from our normal boxing day, and I was really pleased about it. I slept really well last night. Got up late. Just cooked the dinner. We had that. We had chicken, roast potatoes, stuffing, mashed potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, broccoli, carrots, Brussels, macaroni and cheese, and people could have pudding if they want, but Ronan was the only one that had any, and he had Yule log. That's really awful. It's tough for the families. We haven't really done anything. It's been quite nice. And now Ronan's just cooked some buffet stuff because it needs to be used up by tomorrow, and nobody's going to take some of it to work. I've just tried a couple of bits, but I'm still really stuffed for my dinner, to be honest. It's been a really nice, quiet day. The cats went out, but they didn't want to stay out that long because it was so cold. So.
Yes, towns and villages have been rebuilt, but the shocking images of death and destruction.
I don't know how they ever get over something like that. Oh, it's the news.
Microsoft and Sony have spent the day working to restore their online gaming networks after an attack by computer hackers.
Oh, for goodness sake, haven't these people got anything better to do?
But Sony says there are still issues with its PlayStation network. Our business correspondent, Theo Leggett, has.
Computer gaming is a huge industry with legions of followers around the world. But over the past couple of days,
I feel really full up from my dinner still. We had it about 5 o'clock. Because I got up late.
Alan Bluestone, he's one of many gamers who took to social media to voice his frustration with Sony.
He's very disappointed. They should definitely sort this out. They're a big company, and there's many, many people.
I was on my own in the kitchen today, but that was fine. And I had to clear away. I didn't get any help. Oh. I didn't mind.
So what actually happened?
Yesterday, Connor cooked it. Apart from the peeling potatoes, he cooked the whole dinner. That was good. But I did clear away, though. Twice. But Ronan did it the last thing at night. It's been a nice Christmas. My sister was conspicuous by her absence, but all the kids were here yesterday.
And if you wanted to play with your friends, you'd invite them round to your house. Nowadays, when you buy one of these, you're joining a much wider community. But the problem is,
Niall had dinner scraps 2 days running.
It's not clear what caused the problems.
He really enjoyed his dinner. Lammy's just had chicken today and the same yesterday. We've got turkey, but we'll have that on New Year's Day.
This is a hacking attack, which is not like the Sony Pictures one, where personal information has been stolen. This is basically a denial of service attack, which means that the servers for Xbox Live and PlayStation Network are being hit so hard that they can't deal with it.
Overrun with recycling. We've got two boxes outside, piled high, and we've got five carrier bags full. And I don't think they'll come in till Monday. I hope they don't come tomorrow because we've got most of it indoors. Well, not most of it, but the five. Who was that?
Her plight has reignited debate about the country's strict abortion laws. Let's go live now to our own correspondent, Chris Buckler. Chris, this has been very difficult for this poor woman's family, even more so when it matters by having to go through the courts.
Yeah, that's very true. The family have had a very difficult time, and of course, it has lasted some weeks of confusion about what can be done in this case. She suffered a head injury at the end of November, and she was declared clinically brain dead on the 3rd of December, but she's been kept on life support machine since then, because she is pregnant, and doctors can detect a fetal heartbeat. However, throughout her time in the hospital, her condition has been deteriorating. Her body has suffered a number of infections, and doctors have told her family that there's practically no chance of this baby surviving. Now, as a result,
that's so sad.
Life support machine will be turned off. However, the medical staff were concerned that if they went through with those wishes, they could be liable to prosecution, because the Republic of Ireland's constitution particularly enshrines in law the right to life of the unborn child. And as a result, this was referred to the High Court in Dublin, and today they made their ruling. They said that to continue treatment would be to deprive the pregnant woman of dignity and death. Beyond that, they said that there was no reasonable prospect of the baby surviving, and that the treatment had become like a futile exercise which was just causing unimaginable pain.
Oh, that's so tragic.
A lawyer acting on behalf of the unborn child said there would not be a direct decision.
Ms. Buckley, Belfast, thank you. The Business Secretary, Vince Cable, has agreed to meet with trade unions to discuss the collapse of the parcel delivery firm Citylink. More than 2,500 staff and hundreds of contractors found out on Christmas Day they may lose their jobs. The administration
nice.
Of the company has been incurring substantial losses. One of the country's busiest train stations, King's Cross, will have no rail services in or out tomorrow. Service operators East Coast Trains say that it's due to Network Rail engineering works overrunning. They advise that customers will need to start or finish their journey at Finsbury Park in North London.
Great.
With at least one change of train. Snow has forced Liverpool's John Lennon Airport to close earlier today, with flights rerouted to allow runways to be cleared. Snow has been falling in parts of North Wales, as well as the northwest in the Midlands, and forecasters are warning that up to 10 centimetres of snow could fall in parts of Scotland overnight and through tomorrow. It's been a busy day of Boxing Day sport.
Boring. I hate sport.
With all the highlights and results from the Barclays Premier League. While in racing, Sylvain Jaco-Conti cruised to victory in traditional Queen George VI chase at Kempton Park.
The horse races were movies. The King George would be the Christmas blockbuster. And for Sylvain
Jaco-Conti, he's got work tomorrow.
The
He's been off all this week and it's been really nice. Oh, now he's got 5 days of work. Connor's back at work tomorrow.
And his staying power was unrivaled. As the others faded, his relentless galloping ensured his rivals were mere dots in the murky distance. His trainer had plenty to celebrate. Back-to-back wins for Sylvain Yarko Conti meant Paul Nicholls secured a remarkable 9th win in the race. The Gold Cup at Cheltenham is next, but today is about one horse and one man. When it comes to the King George, Nicholls reigns supreme. Natalie Parks, BBC News.
That's all from me. Stay with us on BBC One. It's time for news of where you are. Bye-bye.
I want to hear the weather where we are. Excuse me, sorry.
Good evening, I'm Sarah Orchard. For the past 5 years, thousands of people sleeping rough in London have chosen to return to their native countries, have been offered a free bus trip or flight. The scheme is run by the charity Thames Reach, but
bus it's now
in the courts, despite desperate conditions. Some people still refuse to leave.
We're following some outreach workers from a charity as they look for people sleeping rough in some of London's parks.
Now in this area here...
Imagine sleeping rough on a night like tonight.
At this time of year, and at this time of night, the work doesn't stop.
This group has moved on in the last few weeks, but it's likely they've gone underground in another part of London.
The team searches underneath a flyover.
We believe it's two males who made it Hungarian males who are sleeping here.
No one was found here. But in another part of North London, in a garage, they found a couple.
Does anyone speak English?
This was home for Bogdan and Eva from Poland. They've even put up one of
these. It's my mum. I won't get it in time, so I'll ring her back.
These are Christmas lights. Yeah. For Christmas? Ready for Merry Christmas, okay?
The outreach team is here to offer the chance of assisting in a free bus trip home.
We've raised questions about potential reconnection and what they'd be interested in here. Unfortunately, they are under the influence of alcohol tonight, and it's very difficult for my Polish speaking colleagues to converse with them. We're going to try and help you, but we need to come back in the morning time when you've not had a drink, okay?
No drink.
No drink. They said for about 2 years they've been living in this garage. Well, Ben, can I wish you a Merry Christmas before we go? Is that all right?